does.
Put your hands together. Help me out. Jesus loves me, and this I know, for the Bible, well, it tells me so. You try. Jesus loves me, and this I know, for the Bible, well, it tells me so. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Now lift your voice. Praise the name. We clap our hands. We stomp our feet. So lift your voice. Praise the name. Jesus loves me, and this I know, for the Bible, well, it tells me so. Jesus loves me, and this I know, for the Bible, well, it tells me so. So clap your hands, stomp your feet, now lift your voice. Praise the name. We clap our hands, we stomp our feet, we lift our voice and praise the name. Okay, here's the bridge part. We're singing, ooh, he la 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 loves me, ooh, he tells me so. You try. Ooh, he la 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 loves me, ooh, he tells me so. Clap your hands. Help me out. Jesus loves me, and this I know, for the Bible, well, it tells me so. Jesus loves me, and this I know, for the Bible, well, it tells me so. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, now lift your voice.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name. We clap our hands, we stomp our feet, we lift our voice.
Hallelujah.
And praise the name. Put your hands together, we'll sing it one more time. Jesus loves me, and this I know, for the Bible, well, it tells me so. Jesus loves me, and this I know, for the Bible, well, it tells me so. Ooh, ooh, he la 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 loves me, ooh, he tells me so.
As a songwriter and as a pastor, on the dusty road, he wanders all alone, and he's trying to find his way back home. He went looking for wealth and fame, and he tried to make a name, but in the end all he found was guilt and shame. He thought, how could I be so blind to leave my father behind? I have no place to live, and just to survive I end up feeding pigs. Mm-hmm. now high up above, on this hill far away, a father looks down the dusty road, and tears fill his eyes as he's come to realize that his prodigal son has now come home. He remembers that day when his son ran away, and it was hard to watch him go as tears filled his eyes and sorrow filled his soul. The son became afraid as his father drew near. He thought, surely he'll chase me far from here. The son got on his knees and he lifted a humble plea. He cried, Father, have mercy on me. Against heaven and you I have sinned, and all that I've done. As a servant, I return to you. I'm not worthy to be called your son. But the father held his son a loving embrace, and tears of joy ran down the father's face. Get sandals for his feet, my robe and my ring, and kill the fatted calf, we're going to feast. For my son's return to me, once dead, he is now alive. As a servant, you won't serve me. You are my son, and you'll stand by my side. Are you on this dusty road? Do you think you're all alone? Well, up ahead there's a father who waits to welcome you home. To welcome you home. He says, come on home. How many can do this? Okay, keep going. And how many could do this? Shoo-be-wop, shoo-be-wop, doo-be-doo. Shoo-be-wop, shoo-be-wop, doo-be-doo. One more. Shoo-be-wop, shoo-be-wop, doo-be-doo. One more slide back. As I wait for the slide. Okay, here we go. One more slide back. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Mike was a postman in the early 60s, and Mary's starting to be this working lady. The two of them met at a high school dance. It turned into this lifelong romance. Oh yeah! January 16 of 65, Mike and Mary became man and wife. 11 months later on that same year, November 17, I appeared. February 23rd to 69, the sister came along and right on time. The sister's name is Stephanie. She completed the family tree. Now you met my family, Mike and Mary, Stephanie and me. Mike became a retiree, staying at home with Mary. The two of them still love to dance. After 56 years, it was a lifelong romance. It's a beautiful thing. Let's end on shoo-be-wops. Here we go. Shoo-be-wop, shoo-be-wop, doo-be-doo. Shoo-be-wop, shoo-be-wop, doo-be-doo. One more. Shoo-be-wop, shoo-be-wop, doo-be-doo. Thank you. Would not be like everyone. And he will have challenges, and four little letters will define him. He's forced to stand on the playground. The other kids don't want him around. Mama, why was I born? To live a life of shame and scorn. And his mother's heart would break over those comments that he made. So she held her son in her loving arms. And she would whisper in his ears so that he could clearly hear what God above sees in her son. Before you were born, God knew your name. And your life, it's not a mistake. For you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Before you were born, God knew your name. Your life, it's not a mistake. And in the Father's image you are made. Before any of you were born, God called your name. And your life, it's not a mistake. And in the Father's image you are made. Know your life, it's not a mistake. You are fearfully, wonderfully made. You are fearfully, wonderfully made. Jungle of Mickadees. I asked the Lord if I can be a missionary across the sea. Who would ever think he would send me first to the jungle of Mickadees? I stand behind a counter dressed in polyester. How you doing, folks? What will it be? I gotta wear a smile all day long. I'm there to make customers happy. Flipping burgers and scooping fries is what, oh Lord, I don't have in mind. I'd rather be in Africa's burning heat than working at McAdee's. How can I share your love and grace in such a crazy fast food place? Oh, surely, Lord, this is a mistake. I'd rather be overseas. Well, in the hour of prayer, I heard the Lord so very clear. Be faithful where you're at, even at McAdee's. Whatever you do in word or deed, you do it as unto me. Whether in Africa's burning heat or flipping burgers for McAdee's. So flipping burgers and scooping fries is what the Lord has in mind, training me to be a servant. So he sent me to the jungle of McAdee's. Welcome to McDonald's, and how can I help you? Told for 12 years all this negative stuff. By the time I was out of high school, and of course I had the grades to prove it, whenever I saw myself in the mirror, all I could see was the stupid, worthless, unwanted person to walk the face of the earth. Now, music began to play a big role in my life because I found that music was a way for me to express myself, but yet I kept asking the Lord, why? Why did you make me with these problems? Why can't I be normal? Why can't I be like everyone else? Do you have a plan for my life? Can you even use me? Because everyone is telling me to my face, you're not usable. God can't use you. July 1984, I wrote in my journal, and this is from my journal from that date, I wrote down, one day, I'm going to sing and preach for Jesus and travel all over the place, all over the world. And then when I said that to people in the church I was raised in, they looked at me and began to laugh and says, no, you're not. You're not ministry material. It can't and won't happen. But I began to sing. The Lord began to open doors. But then the Lord used a situation in my life that let me know he had a plan for my life. April 20th, 1999, I came home from doing errands and I happened to turn on the TV and breaking news from Littleton, Colorado, high school shootout. And I watched in complete horror as live breaking news was showing kids running with their hands behind their heads, escaping the building, kids falling out of the window bloody, and watching parents running towards the school with complete terror on their face. And as I watched, I remember standing there, couldn't believe it, because at that time, that was the worst school shooting we experienced, but unfortunately, that would not be the last. And I said out loud, as I'm staring at the television in complete shock, wow, Lord, I wish I can go out there and do something for them. I never thought he would take me to task on that one. The following Monday, I get a phone call. David Michael, my name is Pastor John. There's a plane ticket with your name on it waiting for you at the Indianapolis airport. You were asked to come and fly out here and sing for one of the students that lost her life in Columbine. Well, how? I don't know anyone there. I happen to have one of your albums, and I've been with Corey DePooter's parents every day since the shootout. And on Friday, I gave her your album. I said, this has helped me. Maybe it will help you. It's now Monday. We just finished meeting. She came into the office completely different. She said, Pastor John, after you left, I put on this music, and the first note of the first song, this wave of peace came over me, this cleansing, this healing, and I fell asleep for the first time in 4 days. Every song means something, but there's one song on this album I would like to have played at my son's memorial service. Can we play it? And I told her, no. Why not? because I will fly him out here in person and he will sing it in person. If you can get him out here to sing at my son's funeral, that would mean the world to me. So David Michael, you have 1 hour to get here. I rush to the airport, jump on the plane, and write in my journal, you're not going to believe this one. The next day was the memorial service. The church that the service was held at was already doing 4 other services before. This church literally was doing a service every day. Can you imagine going to a funeral for 13 days? And the church was packed out. I'm sitting with all the other dignitaries thinking, what am I doing here? I don't know anyone. How did I even get here? And they wanted me to sing a song I wrote called Trust in You. And unknown to me, the funeral was going to be broadcast on live television nationwide. It was my turn to go up. And as I went up to the microphone and I stood there, and all of a sudden the TV cameras began to zoom in on me, and I began to play the guitar, the Lord spoke to me and said, so, those bony fingers, the ones you're so ashamed of, you try to hide, who gave you those fingers to play the guitar like you do? Was it not I? And that voice, the voice that you say you hate to hear, the voice you said that sounds like Mickey Mouse or Michael Jackson, you do realize you're going to be blessing millions. I do not make junk, for you are fearfully and wonderfully made in my image, and if you will trust me, I will use your ADHD, your stumbling blocks, as stepping stones for my glory and for your good. Will you now trust me? And in front of 2,000 people on TV cameras, I said, okay, you know, and began to sing the song. When the world has come against me, and it seems like I cannot make it at all, help me, Lord, take my eyes off the Jericho walls. Help me, Lord, to keep my eyes on you. Whenever I'm afraid, Lord, I will trust in you. I believe your word when you say you see me through. For when I'm in your arms, oh, tell me, what can this world do? Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust, I'll trust in you. When my fears are like a raging river, and the hope I have, it's unseeking sand, help me build my faith, Lord, on dry land. Upon the rock of salvation I shall stand. Whenever I'm afraid, Lord, I will trust in you. I believe your word when you say you see me through. For when I'm in your arms, oh, tell me, what can this world do? Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Help me not to lean on my mind. Help me to leave those fears behind. Let me see through childlike eyes that you're with me through the darkest times of my life. Whenever I'm afraid, Lord, I will trust in you. I believe your word when you say you see me through. For when I'm in your arms, oh, tell me, what can this world do? Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust.
And it's been amazing the journey the Lord has had me on from that day forward, as he's opened doors for me to literally share the gospel, doing the very thing I was told to my face you could never do. But you see, you never tell God he can't do it, because he'll prove you wrong. Because in the last 40 years, the last 20 years, I've been amazed that he's taken a person with ADHD, learning disabilities, and other problems, and send them around the world to sing and preach about Jesus in places I never dreamt of going. One of them was a country called Latvia. Many of you never heard of it. It's a little country off the Baltic Sea next to Estonia, Russia, Belarus, and Lithuania. And I first went there in 2008 to do what's called an English Bible camp. It's like a VBS camp. How many have ever been to VBS growing up or something like that? Okay. So I went there in 2008, and I had a student who drove me batties. He's the one in the blue in the back. His name is Christops. I mean, he just drove me batties. And I would do these Bible camps, and in 2014, well, as you can see, he's in the middle, he's the tall one, he ended up being my English translator. Well, I've been in Latvia now for 14 years. I went there 2008 and 2010 for the summer, and I felt I needed to come back for 3 months to help the school that hosts the Bible camp. And well, 3 months has turned into 14 years. One of the reasons why is because that bratty little kid end up being my oldest son, Christops, who's now 26, taller than me, and still calls me Daddy. Not Dad, Daddy. He has a beautiful sister named Liga, who ended up becoming my daughter. The school that I help out at in Latvia, I met her when she was in first grade. She's still at the school, but now she's an English teacher at the school. And then the Lord decided 10 years ago to add one more to the mix. My youngest one named Marcus. He's the one that looks like me the most. Throughout today, Pastor Patrick and I, we've been talking about the goodness and faithfulness of the Lord. And I went out swinging outside at the swing set you have out there. And all I could do is say, thank you, Lord, for making a young kid's dream come true. That the dream I wrote in my journal, that one day I would sing and preach for you, has become a reality. But not by might nor by my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And my ADHD, it's funny how God first sent me back to a school. I hated school growing up. And now I've been serving at his school for 14 years. It's kind of funny how God, you know, can get the last laugh, you know. I want to close out my time with you with a song called He Flew Away. It's about a bird that was locked up in a cage. Well, birds aren't supposed to be in a cage, and neither are we. You see, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And as Jesus says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And when I was swinging out there on the swing here at Calvary, I remember swinging as a boy, feeling locked up. And I jumped off the swing and I said, but look, Lord, look what you took me after that. Never in my wildest dreams.
He swings back and forth, that's all that he could do. And the freedom that he longs for is just a window's view. Surrounded by...
Now I can't even know my own words. Let's see. That, it happens once when you get old, you're kind of like, oh yeah, I wrote this. Oh yeah, okay.
The songbird was born to fly, not be held in this cage day or night. For he hears the wind call his name. Come and fly away. Then one day the cage was left open. The songbird saw that this was his chance to escape. On the window ledge, the sun seemed to welcome him. Wings stretched out to catch the morning rays, and he hears the wind call his name. Come and fly away with all he had from that ledge. He took his leap of faith. He flew away. He flew away. He flew away. Swings back and forth, that's all the boy could do. And the freedom that he longs for beyond the backyard view. Surrounded by a fence, it's a cage that holds him in. It's built by the rejection and fears deep within. But he hears the wind call his name. Come and fly away with all he had from that swing. He took his leap of faith, and I flew away. Flew away. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew the strength. They shall be like those eagles that fly away. Are you like the bird trapped in the cage? Are you like that little boy paralyzed by your fears? The freedom that you long for is found in Jesus. A broken heart and bended knees will help you fly away. Do you hear the wind call your name? Come, it's time for you to fly away with all you have. Will you take your leap of faith? Come fly away.
Of all the things the Lord has allowed me to do in the last 40, 20 years, the kids that he allowed me to be a dad to has and continues to be in my greatest mission field. Out in the foyer, you can learn more about my journey. I have books and music and stuff like that out there. And if you like any of the music that I do, you can find it out on the table or go to your favorite digital platform. With that, from the bottom of my heart, Calvary Chapel, Wichita, thank you for allowing me to share my heart, my music, and my story with you. And most of all, thank you for welcoming us. I know my son, Mark, who, by the way, he's back there. Go ahead and stand up, Mark. My youngest came with me. I know he's enjoyed hanging out with the young adults. He's like, finally, I'm not with the old people anymore. You know? And he's had a blast. He really has, except for Chipotle, I think, was terrible food for him today. So on behalf of us and my other kids and the Laffians, thank you so much. So with that, God bless you, and I turn it over to Pastor Patrick.
Lord, we thank you for our brother and for the marvelous testimony that you have written and are writing in the pages of his life. Thank you for the fruit of his ministry, from his home in California to Columbine, to the home that you've given him in Indiana and the home that you've given him in Latvia, for the many, many Calvaries and Baptist churches and Lutheran churches and Methodist churches and Presbyterian churches that he served at throughout the country and throughout the world. Lord, we can't imagine the fruit that you've brought from his life, and you're not done. Lord, I pray that the things that your Spirit has spoken to hearts this evening would find good soil. We pray that your Spirit would nourish them, fertilize them, water them, and in your time, Lord, bring forth marvelous fruit, even as you have in David Michael's life. We pray for his continued tour in the United States. We pray travel mercy as they head up to Nebraska tomorrow and all the places that you have until you bring them safely back to Latvia in a couple months. We thank you, Lord, for your love and faithfulness. We thank you that you don't make junk, that there are no small things, there are no accidents, and you're God who redeems. Continue to go before us this evening, Lord. Dwell richly among us as we fellowship in your name. Amen.